Hey everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. See what I did there?
So what are we talking about today, Celine?
Well, TJ, I'm glad you asked. Today, we are talking about cults. And how people join them,
mm-hmm.
why they join them,
mm-hmm.
and why they're a good thing.
And just we'll round it out with some famous cults
uh-huh.
that we all know and love dearly.
Yes. Scientology.
I mean, honestly, is there a cult better than Scientology?
I tried signing up.
They wouldn't let me. I'm not famous.
No.
And I'm not... I could, like, have paid, but I don't have the down payment.
Right.
To join.
Yeah. They declined my application, so...
Yeah, apparently my credit's not good enough to finance the cult.
Bullshit.
Which I was like, I have almost perfect credit.
So. Right. I was, like, wanting to devote myself to their cause.
Literally taking a loan out. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's also Jamestown. Oh, Jonestown. Jonestown.
What is this? I've not heard of this.
You've never heard of Jonestown?
No.
So, you know the phrase... drinking the Kool-Aid?
Oh, yes.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
They drank Kool-Aid with cyanide in it.
Yeah.
And they killed themselves. It was like it's still one of the biggest mass suicides of all time.
It was on American Horror Story for an episode.
Yep.
And they were talking about cults.
Yeah, Jim Jones, cult season.
Speaking of that season, that could have been such a good season.
Okay, so I black out. Roanoke and cult, I like fully black out because I hated them.
I love the beginning of Roanoke.
Roanoke, the beginning was great. I literally don't even remember what happened in the other half when they decided to change everything.
Right.
Cult, same thing. Well, kind of same thing. Is that the one where they got super political with it?
Yeah.
I hated that one. Okay. We all know. We've talked about this before. I was a poli-sci major.
What?
Right.
That is brand new information.
I would like to keep you informed. That's all I want you to know. I was a poli-sci major, graduated with a political science degree. And people, when they find that out, it's like kryptonite for me. Because they want to talk about politics. So when this season was on, American Horror Story was at its like peak. Everyone was watching it. Like everybody was watching it on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I tell you that everybody wanted to talk to me about what I thought about this season, I shit you not. Celine, what do you think of, like, the political plays this season? My answer is always this. I get wanting to make a statement. I totally understand that. I'm not watching television, like fake fiction television, for a political statement.
No. Just,
and if I am, it's something very digestible, like Black Panther, Captain and the Winter Soldier, like, stuff like that, where they make it palatable for you and give it to you straight without leading you into an entire wormhole of
shit.
Politics and shit.
Yes.
Literal shit. So, like, I'm not here to debate with you on a season of a show that's literally, up to now, been about all things supernatural.
Right.
And then they decided...
I mean, politics is a horror story in itself.
It is.
But do I care about it?
No.
To watch it, I mean.
Because both sides suck. Like, I don't get when people are like, oh my god, liberal, oh my god, Republican. I'm like, you all both are dumb. Like, both of you suck. Sorry, not to get political.
But 100%.
No, but, like, it's just, you guys are, you're literally going on the same river in two different boats. Like, just relax.
Yeah.
So, cult hated that season.
By the way, we're not actually talking about cults, but we are going to talk a little bit about it because it kind of always leads into an interesting discussion, I think. The cult season could have been great because I thought it was going to be about cults.
I did too.
Historically accurate, famous
cults throughout history.
Throughout history, thank you.
Yeah, like the Children of God.
Right.
Like Rose McGowan was a part of that, was born into it.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of shit.
I believe Joaquin Phoenix and their family was also part of a cult.
Yes, that's why they named them all weird names.
It's right.
Like River, Rain, Joaquin.
Yeah.
His is, ironically, or maybe unironically, the only normal name. Like, Joaquin's an actual name.
Yeah, like, it's an actual name. The least weird out of the bunch, I think.
Like, it's the, because at the time, River, Phoenix, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Is Rain Phoenix dead too?
I don't know. I didn't know they had another brother or sister.
Maybe I made that up.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever. They were part of a cult.
The Manson murders.
The Charles Manson. They killed the Sharon family. Tate.
Yeah. So, and they do cover that in that season.
Yes.
But only for an episode, and it was kind of it was a terrible episode.
It wasn't a great episode at all.
So.
And it kind of romanticized Charles Manson in a way that maybe, like, it shouldn't have. Like.
Evan Peters did a great job playing him, though.
Oh, so good. He plays.
Psycho very well.
Which is funny, because you've talked about this time and time again. Because he's, like, if you've seen him in anything other than American Horror Story, like, Ryan Murphy has done a number on him at this point. But, like, if you see him as, like, Quicksilver in WandaVision and in X-Men, yeah. Like, he's a goober, and he's super funny, and he plays funny well. If you've ever seen the movie Sleepover, he's a goober. He's super funny.
He was in Kick-Ass, too. He was Kick-Ass. A total dork.
Yes. And he plays goober so well because he is a goober. If you watch the interview with him, he's a jokester.
Yes.
He's giggling the whole time.
Yes.
So, yeah. He's as great as anything that's psychotic. But, yes, Cult, I wish they would have... You know what would have been perfect? Just chef's kiss perfect. If each episode, instead of being like its own like plot, if each episode focused on a cult, like yes. An anthology, and it just took it from there and just explained the cult, kind of gave you like a visual imaging of that cult, and then brought you back to current like times in the final episode of cult, like Scientology.
Yeah.
That would have been a political statement I would have gone with.
It would have been cool. Like they start with like one of the more older and more well-known ones,
yes.
And then work their way up to the present, which I guess now would be Scientology. Yeah.
Or like Mormonism or something like that, right. You know?
So that would have been interesting to me. But
or even talking about religion in general being culty, like that would be interesting.
Because mm-hmm.
religion in itself is kind of, like I'm making some big statements here, so to our 4.5 listeners.
Yes. Please. And if you're religious, nothing against people. This is like, I feel like something that, I get told a lot is like, then, oh, you must hate religious people. No, I don't. If you feel like you need religion, I love that for you. That's great. I don't.
If it makes you happy and you are fulfilled.
And you find peace in it.
Yeah, good for you.
Great.
Good for you.
I just don't like, religion when it's used as an excuse for behavior.
I don't like weaponizing religion either.
Right.
You know?
Which is what I feel like.
The majority of the world.
Majority of people do. And they use it to, justify their actions.
Start wars and oppress women. I always say that.
Right.
Religion is always used to start wars and oppress women and get money.
Right.
So, and most religions, I should say, like, there's a couple here and there, or, like, there are people that don't utilize it that way. And we know that. It's not everybody. But, like, just, like, it's not all men. It's not all religions, but it is some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think cults are fascinating, though.
Cults are so fascinating.
Not because I want to be a part of one. Although, I do like to be included.
I like to be included. Just kidding. Let's go to Children of God and ask.
But just so fascinating that one person can have so much power over these individuals. Usually individuals who have grown up in abusive homes, who are outcast, aren't socially accepted members of society.
Yes.
They prey on the weak.
It's interesting because it's almost like a scientific, like, equation for them. Like, that you have to do and say specific things to make people believe that you're, like, the second coming of Christ.
Right. I mean, like, I would say even, like, Hitler.
Yeah, I would say the Nazis and, like, all that was kind of culty.
Right. You know, I mean,
yeah,
you are believing in so much what one person is saying that you're literally willing to die for the cause.
And, like, why?
Right. Like, why? What drives you? What do you think you get out of it if you sacrifice yourself?
At all.
You know, again, kind of circling back to religion.
Yeah.
But it's just the whole thing. Like, I've seen, like, shows and documentaries and, like, movies on it. And it's just, like, you can't help but watch.
No, it's so good. There was a documentary on Jonestown and, like, talking about, like, people, there are people who, like, actually left and survived, and you know, because they left the cult. They were talking about it, and the reason, don't quote me because I don't remember exactly, but, like, the military was going to go shut them down. The American military was taking over, and they'd gotten permission from Guyana, like, the Guyanese and they were gonna go shut it down. And the reason they all killed themselves was because he was like, we need to go be with God, and like, they're gonna shut us down.
And people are just like, okay.
And so, like, most of them said okay, but some of them were like forced to drink cyanide.
Yeah.
And like, little kids were forced to drink cyanide. And like, I was just like, and some of them, like, their parents forced them. It's not even like Jim Jones is like, do this. Their parents are like, no, sweetie, we're going to go see God. Which then brings me to, like, all basic political, or, sorry, religious beliefs of, like, if you kill yourself, you're going to hell.
Right.
Because, like, even, most of them are rooted in some base religion, like Islam or Christianity. Right. And both of those religions are, if you kill yourself. No, I think you're good.
Okay. Yeah, it's just,
so it's curious.
Yeah, because most people say, like, if you kill yourself, then you don't get to go to the gates of heaven, or through the gates of heaven.
Like, I don't fully believe in any of that. I think, look, guys, what and whatever is up there, because, you know, agnostic, believe in a little something, something, a little spice, I get it. I don't think it has time to figure the fuck out if you've killed yourself versus a bunch of serial killers and like pedophiles and war leaders and like whatever. Pretty sure they're taking top priority. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Same with like premarital sex. You'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just 'cause
you boinked Jimmy across the road doesn't mean anything.
Who have you been talking to?
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
It's funny because we were talking about Jim Jones and Jimmy was the first name I thought of. And I was like, fuck. Anyway, that's not actually talking about cults, although we did talk about cults.
But,
and
why are we talking about it, though?
We watched episode 7 of
She-Hulk!
Woo! Attorney at Law.
And we're talking about something new this week.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about it that much, I don't think. She-Hulk.
Oh, She-Hulk? No. Yeah. No. I was confused because we haven't talked about it. I was like,
no, She-Hulk. We had just... We haven't really covered it.
No, and I know it's awkward. We're hopping in on episode 7 to talk about her. But here we are.
Right.
We're just...
What better time than now?
Sitting in front of a microphone asking you guys to listen.
Yes. Not from Love, actually. No, Notting Hill.
Notting Hill.
Yeah. Yes, listen to us, please.
I love that you got that reference. Uh-huh. Nobody ever does.
Yep.
I made that reference one time. With on a Halloween post because I was a mermaid and Mason was a pirate. And I was like, I'm just a mermaid standing in front of Pirate asking him not to kill me.
Yep.
And nobody got the reference.
Oh, I would have, absolutely. It's like when people say, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
And nobody, it's like seven people.
Seven.
Yes.
I want a seven.
Yes. But yeah, yes. So no, I'm just kidding. Of course, we're going to talk about episode 7.
As we've talked about the previous 6.
Yes.
It seems pretty righteous to continue.
Yes. And this episode's a little culty.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way.
No. Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah. It's like a good cult.
Right.
The reason that TJ brought up the original topic of cults is because this episode, we wanted to do a nice little tie-in, and we thought cults, because it was a simple, easy topic, and then we proceeded to talk about it for 10 minutes.
Literally. 10 minutes. It was like 11 minutes and 30 seconds.
But yeah. Well, who's cult, TJ?
Elon Blonsky.
I knew you were gonna do that and I was waiting.
Emil Blonsky. I don't like that name, Emil.
Emil?
It just sounds like
you. It sounds like Emil. Like you're eating
Emil. Right, thank you. Emil.
Emil.
I don't know.
It sounds like a stinky name. Like,
yes.
Emil.
Like, ugh.
Like you're always complaining about that person. Right. It never sounds like
yeah.
TJ. Emil.
Yeah, like, anyways, yes. Yeah, so he's on parole. No, he's
probation.
Yes, probation.
Probation. He's got an ankle monitor on.
Yes, he's out of lockup, and he has started a gathering of sorts.
Yeah.
With him and his 7 wives, which I'm kind of bummed the wives were not, because that would have been funny.
It would have been hilarious.
With him and his 7 better his better eighths or whatever.
Better eight.
And it's basically like a retreat for,
it's like what you'd probably like a yoga retreat that you'd go to, I imagine.
Yeah,
I personally wouldn't partake.
It's like a retreat for like apparently there's a plethora of superheroes now, which
I wouldn't say these guys were like superheroes.
That's what I mean. Like people who want to be superheroes, yeah. but like aren't.
Yeah.
So they're like super, I guess they would be super villains who yeah. like are trying to redeem themselves for their actions.
Be reformed. Yeah.
Yes.
There's Manbull, El Aguila, Porcupine, the vampire guy.
Saracen. Yes.
Saracen, which I think like in my heart of hearts is a throwback, is a, like an Easter egg to Blade.
Oh, probably.
I think it is. Just yeah. like the way, I think maybe. I'm not saying that because he's black. I'm just saying because of the vampire.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the vampire twist.
And he never quite proved that he wasn't a vampire. So like.
Even Emil didn't believe him. I mean,
yeah, he was like, okay.
He's like, and this is, he wants to be a vampire.
He thinks he's a vampire.
He thinks he's a vampire. He's
like,
yes.
And this is Saracen. He thinks he's a vampire. Yep. He's like,
yeah.
So starting out, we won't like do the whole thing, but the reason that She-Hulk, Jen Walters, has to go to this retreat is Emil's ankle monitor is triggered,
mm-hmm.
and which means that he's turned into Abomination. So they're like, oh, like his probation officer is like, hey, could you like come with me? Because like you're big and he's big and I'm not big.
Right.
Like.
He didn't want to die.
Yeah. He's like, I just don't want to deal with the Abomination by myself. And she's like, yeah, whatever. He's my client. I probably should be there if he's turning.
Yeah.
So they go, he wasn't. The reason his ankle monitor went off was because El Aguila and Manbull were fighting. And El Aguila has like an electric sword and it touched his ankle monitor.
Mm-hmm. He tripped it.
And he did not say this, but you infer once you meet El Aguila and Manbull when they fuck up Jen's car.
Yep.
Because Manbull runs into his car.
Yep.
Like a bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's trying not to be a bull.
He's Abomaste.
Abomaste.
That's a poster.
Today is today.
Of course today is today. What other day would it be?
Those posters were amazing. I love that all of them had his name underneath, like in quotes, like today is today, Emil Blonsky. Like, oh my God.
Right. Like, oh my God, you're like Wayne Gretzky.
I wish they would have taken quotes from famous people like that and just put them all over the place.
Uh-huh.
You take 100%, you lose 100% of the shots you don't make.
Right. Wayne Gretzky. Underneath Emil Blonsky.
I just need to say, Tim Roth as Emil Blonsky in this Zen format.
Well, it's so funny because he does a great bad guy.
He does.
And he was the bad guy in The Incredible Hulk. And he did a great job.
Yes.
He did a great job for the movie.
Yes.
Because the movie itself was not great.
Yes.
His character is it's a total 180. He's like super Zen. But what a fun character to play, though.
But he also calls out, like, he's like, I'm not that guy anymore.
Right. But, exactly. He's not that guy. But what a fun character to play. He gets to wear comfortable clothes. He gets to act goofy. And he just gets to have fun with the role.
He's a little goofball. I love him. He's so funny.
Yes. It was a funny episode. We both agreed it was definitely a filler episode.
Yeah. So, you're probably wondering, right? The audience is wondering.
I'm wondering.
What would Jen like, so she's going to be stuck there. Obviously, it's a TV show. There's some sort of, like, point of her being there. Well, she had sex with a male named Josh, who seemed, by all means, like a great catch.
Mm-hmm.
But, wine and dined her. They did the, you know.
Wine, dined in 69.
That's what I was going to say, and I didn't. But I'm glad that you did.
You're welcome.
I respect the shit out of you. So yes, they wine dined in 69. And, you know, he brought her to completion.
She arrived. I almost said arrived.
Arrived. She, oh.
Yes, she did.
And then the next day he was gone. No note. No text. Nada. I just want to point something out because I like to tell people when I'm correct. I called this.
She did.
I did.
Right when he was on, because he was on last episode.
Yeah.
And Celine even said, she goes, he's going to be a bad guy.
I know, and you were like, I hope not. And I was like, I hope not, too, because he's cute.
I hope not, because they were cute together.
They were really cute. He seemed really nice, but I was like...
Here's the saying, and it's a saying that I even still to this day live by. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Because it's true. It's probably not the best way to live.
But if that's how you feel in the moment, you're probably right. Go with your gut.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, it's that gut feeling where, like, yeah, if it feels wrong, it probably is.
Yeah. I usually follow that feeling. Yeah. But he was, like, the first guy to not want She-Hulk. And
He liked her.
Yeah, he liked Jen.
Which, I mean, come on. It's not like she's an uggo as Jen.
She's very pretty.
Right.
She's very cute. She has the best smile.
Right.
I want to hug her. I would 69 her. Like, go fuck yourself. Literally.
ScarJo and I know, Tatiana I'm like, Maslany.
I'm just like sitting out here committing to women as a married
Celine
woman.
In the middle. We got a Celine sandwich.
I literally the other day was talking to Mason and he was like, do you think there would ever be like, he like asked me, he's like, do you think there would ever be a female that you'd like turn for? And I was like, yes.
We've talked about this.
I was like, yes. If Scarlett Johansson were like, let's do this, I'd be like, I have no clue what's happening.
Right.
But like,
I will learn for you, baby.
I need an article to figure out what's going on. Like, do I need to do the ABC? And he was like, really, Scarlett? I was like, are you shocked? She's my favorite.
Yes.
Anyway, I also wouldn't like, this one's a weird one, but like, I just like to lay beneath Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. Like, I don't even need to be a part of the actual intercourse, but like,
just want to watch.
Like, I just want to hang out.
Right. just want to watch. Don't necessarily want to be doing anything.
Like,
but just be like, I mean, like take
say,
notes.
Yeah, I was going to say, would I say no? I mean, like, would you like to join it? Of course not.
Aren't they having their, like, fourth kid?
Absolutely.
So they're doing something right.
They are. Obviously, they love each other or love some parts of, I mean, I'm sure they love each other because they literally are obsessed with each other. They're probably some of, like, knock on wood, they're probably some of the healthiest, like, celeb couples. I love them. If they ever broke up, I shit you not, it would give me an emotional trauma.
If they break up, love is dead.
I would literally go crazy because I love them together. Who else? What other famous? Chris Hemsworth? Elsa Pataki?
Yep.
I'd lay there.
When I found out that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were getting divorced, my heart was a little broken because...
Electra and Daredevil?
I... Granted, how I feel about him, I thought they were so cute together.
She just is... I love her. She's so wholesome.
They just... They genuinely seem to... And they probably still do. They seem to love each other so much. And it kind of broke my heart a little bit.
I know. I was very sad about that, too. I thought they were going to be one of those couples that, like, stayed together for a long time, if not forever.
Also, kind of tie in Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez. I thought that because they dated back in the 90s and then they got married, had kids. I'm like, I thought they were gonna be together forever.
Well, I thought Jen and Brad were gonna be together forever, so yeah. They seemed like they were so in love.
Yeah, another one, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, though,
that it changed everything too.
When they were getting divorced, I was like, what?
They've only been married for a year, they've been together for like 10 years, but they'd only been married for a year. And I was like, that's crazy. Why'd you even get married? You guys probably didn't even like each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I'm like, wait, what were we talking about? I don't
know. So Josh,
oh yes,
okay, is like ghosting her, and Jen's like, from the beginning, I was like, I don't like him. We'll tell you why later. So Jen's like freaking the fuck out and doing what we've all done, where you are expecting a text from somebody or like waiting for them to respond to something you said, and you obsessively check your phone. And you can't stop. You're trying to do things to not check your phone, but you hear a weird vibration.
Or you think, like, you feel one?
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, somebody texted me. And then it ends up being like a notification or whatever.
You've been selected to partake in a 2-minute survey. Yeah. Oh,
you won. Click on this link. And you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. There was 100%. There was a lyric in one of Pink's songs, and she says something, something like, do you hate yourself for checking your phone,
mm-hmm,
or something like that? And like, I feel like that's where this applies, because
she genuinely hates herself for checking her phone.
Because like, I think
we've all done it.
I think now, especially in our current day and age, where I think everyone has, at this point, is familiar with what a cell phone is.
So, weird thing that I got pointed out to me today. This is kind of on topic.
Yeah.
With age and whatever. Jen Walters is a millennial. She's our age bracket.
Yeah.
Why did I not connect that dot to myself? I was literally like, oh.
But like, I think she's like right at the cutoff though.
Yeah.
She's like 34.
Yeah. But like.
Wait, I'll be 34.
I was just going to say, you're a millennial.
Yes.
So she's technically a millennial, which I was like, no wonder I like her so much. Because I think she's like the first character to act.
Yeah.
Similar to.
Actually, wait, no, you'd be closer to the cutoff than her. Never mind. I'm sorry. I think the cutoff is 95.
Yeah, cutoff is 95 to, yeah.
95 to 96. Yeah. So you're close. You and Mason are closer than.
Yeah.
I was thinking backwards.
I'm so glad we're not Gen Z though. Although I can roll with Gen Z.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was only bringing that up because she's done things that we've all done, so it just made I was just like, whoa, relatable.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah, I think, you know, we're all familiar with a cell phone and how they work and all that. You know, if you would have said, like, maybe 15 years ago, when cell phones were just starting to become popular. Mm-hmm. Eh. Anyways, my point with saying this is, I don't remember my point.
So she's, I think I know what your point is. She's doing something that we've all done.
Yes.
Profusely check your phone.
Yes.
With, like, I just want to play the scene for you though, because I know this feeling. You've got an anchor in your stomach, you feel like you're gonna throw up because you're waiting and giving yourself anxiety, and you've got the shits because you're just like, can't, like, you, there's so much piling up. You're like, why isn't he texting me back? What did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not good enough? Like, do I talk weird? Everything you've ever been insecure about is running through your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then to top it all off, you thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So relatable. We've all done that.
And you hate yourself for being, you hate yourself for letting someone else make you feel that way.
Especially if you're like,
really like them.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely, like, it's funny because when Mason and I first started talking, he would like, he sucks at texting, which, like, shocker, because I suck at texting.
That's funny.
But like, he sucked worse than I did. He's actually better than I am now, which is crazy because back in the day, Mason hated talking, like, texting. He would rather just talk on the phone. Anyway, he would leave me on read for hours because he just wouldn't look at text. He would straight up ignore them. And I've seen him do it, like, back in the day, where he just lets, like, 12 messages pile up, which stresses me out. I'm like, just mark them as read at least. Like, please. Like, do something.
Giving me the heart palpitations.
But, so I, like, I know that feeling where I'm like, did I just say something weird?
Yeah.
You know what also I think it is? It's when you're, like, even, like, a smidge confident and like yourself, you hate yourself because you're questioning the things you like about yourself.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
Do the things I like about myself, do they not?
Right. So, yes. I wouldn't say so much, I guess, like, for me, that would be, like, in the dating realm. Mm-hmm. For me, it would be more, like, in the friendship realm.
Yeah.
Because I haven't dated, maybe TMI, I haven't dated a ton.
Not like a no.
Mainly because I just.
You're not looking to date just to date.
I'm not looking to date just to date. I'm not looking to hook up just to hook up. And I find meeting people exhausting.
You also had, like, a round of, like, really fucking weird guys.
Right. So.
Which is.
If it happens, it happens. That's great. But I'm also, like, I'm like, ugh. But so, like, for me, I've experienced that more with friendships.
Yeah.
Where you message someone and then they don't message you back. You start thinking, like, oh my God, what do they say? What do I do?
Well, we've talked about this because I just told you guys, I told you my fatal flaw. I'm an awful texter. In fact, sometimes TJ will text me and I'll reply back to all of his messages all at once.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Wait, what time are you coming over? Haha, I made food. And it's like five text messages back
and,
to back.
Like, and normally when I message her, I'm usually just sending the message because I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
You know, so like I'm like sometimes sending it and I'm not always expecting a reply.
No, what I'm saying is now you're used to me. But probably yes. In the beginning you're like, why the fuck, what did I do? You know what I mean? Like that would run through my mind, which I'm sorry if I did that and made you feel that way. I'm a shitty person.
You're not.
Deny it.
You're not.
No.
Now that I, okay, we've talked about this before, but yes. Now that I know, like, that's how you are, it doesn't bug me. And I even told Sam, like, it did used to bug me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, my God, like. Because
it's stressful. You're like, why aren't you texting me back? But you get used to me because I'll be like, are you coming over tonight?
Right. But when you've gone through that before, yes. Where people just generally suck.
Just ghost you and stop talking to you. Yeah. I totally understand.
It's almost, it's like almost like PTSD.
Like you have trauma for it.
Yeah. Like you have trauma for it. I don't want to say triggering because I fucking hate that word. But it's.
It is kind of. It is. It does like opens like a wound in you that you like thought you
could. So then you're like, oh my God. My whole point of saying all of this is that although it's a filler episode, it's also a very relatable episode because everyone in some way, shape, or form has gone through it, whether it be with relationships, friendships, or family. And I get it. You know?
Yes. Yes. And
it's mean is what it is.
Yes. And especially if like sometimes.
Unless you know that's how they are.
Well, now I know better. So if I'm not texting you back, like the next, remember when I had my migraine, I was like, not ignoring you, just have a migraine.
And I didn't even notice because I was busy freaking cleaning all day.
Like, I'm not ignoring you. I just have a migraine. Yeah. It's like I hadn't texted you back that night and I didn't want you to think I was like mad or anything.
No, I never. It went like a week or like 2 or 3 days. Well, I'd be like.
After that one time when me and Mason were like in a depressed hole. We won't go into why, but like.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You literally came over and I hadn't spoken to you. Yeah. You're like, should we hang out tonight? ? And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we won't go into the why. But something had happened and I didn't hear from her for like 3 days.
Yeah, which is rare, and even for me.
I had messaged her probably about once a day, just something random. And it was like 3-4 days later and she didn't message me back. And finally I sent her a message. I'm like, are we good? Like,
yes.
That's I was like, what you said. Cause I'm like,
what's wrong?
I just want to make sure that we're okay.
Yeah.
Not like trying to be like the needy.
No,
like,
you just didn't know. Because I still respond, even when I respond in a slow manner, I'll at least throw a text in there. Be like, that's funny, blah, blah, blah.
Right. But like.
I won't go 3 days without texting you back.
Because my mom always says, we get it from friends, act aloof, not a doof.
Yeah.
And so like, at that point, I was just like.
What happened?
What happened? I don't want to come off as like the needy friend, but like, what's going on, you know? Something happened. That's all. That's just what we'll say. And I got it.
He came over and we told him what had happened. Actually, I find it was like, I think it had, he texted me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I didn't respond back because what happened on a Sunday or a Saturday night. So like Sunday, whatever. So I didn't text him back. And then finally on Wednesday, I was like, I'm sorry. Do you want to come up with Sean? I'll explain. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, is it about me? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Because that's what you worry. You're like, what did I do? Like, right. Are we like breaking up right now? Or like, what's happening? I was like, no, it's something actually happened.
Right.
And we talked about it and you came over and you're like, you literally look like, you're like, you don't look okay.
Well, you guys just look tired. I was just like, those who know them know what happened. And we won't talk about it because it's important.
Not really ours to talk about anyway. No. So like, but yeah, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
Either and way. You won't know. Because it's none of your business.
You don't know, you won't know, because it's not your business.
Yes.
Nothing to tell. But anyway, again, that's like a great example of that feeling of being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, why not? And sorry, shitty of me to make you feel that way. You can always be like, Celine, you're being a dipshit. I will literally be like, yep.
Now that I just know it, I don't. That's what's hard for me with meeting people is that I don't know how they are. So.
I should probably just like tell them.
So like every little thing they do.
You're analyzing.
I'm either analyzing, overanalyzing, or sometimes underanalyzing. And once I figure out like, oh, that's just how they are. Great. We can move on. Doesn't bug me.
Yeah. I do the same thing. Cause sometimes I think I come off like in my head, like come off sometimes sassier than I intend to. So I'll be like, I didn't mean that as sassy. Like, or like, I didn't mean to sound mean here.
I like the sassy song. Like,
I know how you meant it, Celine. Yep. I'm like, okay, but like, yeah, not a lot of people do.
Yeah. Actually, you just did that a while back. You're like, that sounded way sassier than I meant.
No, and I'm
like,
yeah.
I was like, you're good. I didn't take it that way, bro.
Because I'm like, some people do. So I'll say something. I think I said like, sue me.
Yeah, because it was on a Facebook post.
Yeah. I was like, so I couldn't do this. Sue me.
Because it was your status.
Oh, that's right.
And you're like, so I misspelled it. Sue me. And then you sent me a message like a minute after. You're like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as sassy as I did.
I was going to delete it if you said like, yeah, I thought you were mad at me or something like that. I was like, I'm going to delete this comment if he thinks I'm mad.
I was like, I really didn't take it that way, but like, no. I knew you were kidding.
Like, yeah. You never know. See, that's like one of my things. I don't like to come off as innately mean because people tell me I seem mean.
Right. I don't think you are, but
I don't think I am.
No.
Anyway.
But yeah, so this whole episode is basically about that feeling.
About being ghosted. Yeah.
About being ghosted. And her going to this retreat accidentally actually ended up turning into a pretty good thing for her.
Yeah, she like talks out her feelings and goes through kind of like probably what everyone should have to go through, talking it out loud and hearing how it sounds out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that really like seals the deal for me. Whenever I have to say it out loud, I'm like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess similar, like, not to use you as an example, but like similar to your like dating situations, like you're like, we're done. You know, you're done. Like, no more.
Yep.
Because you finally said out loud what they're like acting like or doing. Because like one of them, and I hope he fucking listens to this actually, one of them was a fucking weirdo and just like, like twice bailed on you. And it's just like, once you say it out loud.
And you were cute, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck? Also, not only that, forget being cute. Everyone can be, you're not ugly, you're poor.
Right.
But like, just like, don't make a date with somebody.
No.
Don't do all that stuff if you're not intentional.
No.
Like, don't. It's weird.
It is weird.
That'd be like me being like, Wednesdays are family dinner nights, but really never, ever committing to Wednesdays. And be like, should we cancel? Can we do it in 2 weeks?
Right.
What the fuck? Then it's not family dinner night. It's family dinner once in a while.
It's family dinner month.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Like once a month.
Right.
So just like that. Like, I've been wanting to call that motherfucker out for so long. I was this close to using his name. I won't. For privacy reasons. Because we're famous.
We're famous. We're amazing.
Anyway, he was a douche. I immediately, when I saw this episode, thought of that whole scenario. And I was like,
yeah. Yeah, it, you know, it is what it is. And
people are awful.
I try not to get too invested in it for that reason because I don't want to. I guess I'm a little protective of my own self, you know.
We have to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about your personal life.
Oh, it's fine.
You want to end this part out? You can.
No.
You can talk about my personal life.
Should we talk about what happened over the weekend?
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm going to tell this story.
I'm totally kidding. I don't care that you talked about it.
No. I'll tell my story. If I can. Okay. So for those of you that don't know me, my mom, Mookie, is a national treasure that needs to be protected at all costs because she cleans my house. And also, I love her. She came over to clean my house and she does an impeccable job. She's a machine. And does not get anxious or stressed out by any means.
This woman loves to clean.
She does.
Like, it's her joy in life.
She's very good at it. You should see my basement right now. All of the laundry is separated into piles, and it's very OCD. She hasn't touched the basement yet, so, like, we're panicking about what's happening, going to happen down here when she gets down here. She has a cold right now, so she hasn't been
over it. Oh, yeah.
Not feeling too hot. Not COVID. She took 3 tests, because she's like me.
Anyway. And even if it was, what are you going to do about it? Other than to say, yep, I got COVID.
She's like, I don't have COVID. And I was like, are you? Congrats on avoiding that one.
Yep.
I have not yet avoided any of the strains.
No.
So.
No.
Anyway, she's cleaning. And I, like most females, have a liking towards vibrating devices that go near my area.
Like your armpit?
Yeah. Like a massager. Like a really special massager. And it happens to be, and if you know, you know, shaped like a rose. Very realistic lit rose. But if you're somebody that uses these massage type items regularly, you will know when you see it that it's not a rose and it's actually something else because it has a button that makes it vibrate. Anyway, just wanted to explain the visual here of her holding the rose. I'm going to post it on her Instagram. I'm not.
You can I bet we'll get a lot of attention for that.
You can look up vibrating roses for women specifically.
I'm looking it up right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. You'll see mine. Anyway, she's cleaning the house. I had tucked this away in a drawer. And it was my fault. I told her to clean the drawer. And thank God she doesn't listen to this podcast. I told her to clean the drawer. Or, like, I asked her if she could run through it and just throw away, like, all my old stuff. And I come downstairs, and this woman is cradling my rose in her hand like it's a beautiful blossom ready to be plucked. And she's looking around the room, and I come downstairs, and my face drops, and I go, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm looking for a place. This is so pretty." And I was like,
"It's something."
I was like, "Where are you going?" At this point, she doesn't know what it is. I know she doesn't know what it is. I can't
bless her heart.
I know. I can't commit to telling her. I think we're better off not knowing, with her not knowing. And if anybody, this stays in the club, guys. Nobody tell her what it is, okay? So she's walking around. It's probably 10 minutes, and I'm watching her walk around and setting it places. And I'm like, where are you going to put it? She's like, "I don't know. It's so pretty. It should be somewhere pretty. What if we put it by your flowers in the entryway?" And I was like,
"Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. We should put it on display for everyone to see."
I was like, I just need her to set it down and move on to something else in order for this to end. That's not even the worst part of this whole story, okay? The worst part is she goes, and I just want to preface by saying that I am a clean person, okay? The worst part, she goes, "We need to rinse it off. It's a little dirty." And I was like, "I'm sorry. What?"
First of all, how dare you?
I have a special cleaner for that thing, okay? It is so that it doesn't poison me. Anyway, the moral of the story is, if you have a sex toy and it's pretty...
That's what it was?
Surprise! Surprise! If you have a sex toy and you don't want your mother to... find it while she's cleaning your house because you're codependent and ask her to clean your house, put it somewhere else, because putting it where you tell her to go is dumb. It's stupid. It was my fault. Bless her for not knowing.
To be fair, this is kind of your fault.
I don't blame her at all. I would have done the same thing, except I would know what it was, and I would literally look at my daughter and throw it at her. Be like, "Take this."
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, my dad knew what it was. And my mom told him the story. Like, she's like, she had this beautiful rose. And my dad was like, "What?"
What now?
And my dad and I had a similar interaction, except my dad knew. And was like, we had, like, a full-blown standoff where we're both just saying, "I'm so sorry," at each other for, like, 20 minutes. He called me and he was like, "You didn't throw that thing away?" And I'm like, "Now I am."
Because it's been tainted with
parents.
With the image of my mother holding it.
It's like, I can't. Anyway, Mason doesn't know that story, but I've definitely hidden the rose for nobody to find ever again because I don't know where I put it. I think I threw it somewhere and I don't know.
It can never be used ever again.
I can't
so
use that thing. No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So funny. I heard the story last night. I was literally laughing so hard, just because.
You can picture my mom too.
I mean, yes, but to just. It would be horrifying if it was your own parents, you know? So I'm like, I'm not even going to go into this because, like, yeah.
To, like, thank God, because, like, your mom would know what it was. Thank God, Mookie, the purest of pure that she is, just, like, straight off the boat, doesn't have an iota of a clue of what this is. Because if she did, the explanation... One, she would still do that. She would still bring it out and be like, "Where do you want your sex toy to go?" Because she's like that.
Uh-huh.
Two, the even more, you guys don't want to picture your parents in bed. Imagine your parents picturing you in bed. I'm sure that's horrifying.
Mm-hmm. No, parents don't do that.
My mom, did I tell, I told you this. My mom knew when I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
She like straight up looked at me and she's like, you look different.
Yeah.
I was like, do okay, I? You
witch.
Straight up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. So she's at this retreat.
So I says to the guy, I says.
So I says to the guy.
Yep.
So she's at this retreat. She talks it out. Yada, yada, yada. They do a lot of soul searching. They get hurting for the yurtin'.
The yurt. Yep.
They sweat it out in the yurt. She comes out and she's super cute. She's super sweaty. And she just, they look at her and they're like, out it go. And she just goes, thumbs up.
Yep.
Smiles. And then she, whatever, her car is getting towed and it's time to go. And she's like, I really needed this. I'll be back when you get Wi-Fi. Bye.
Yep.
That's episode.
I really thought the abomination was going to be up to no good.
No, he was very perfect.
And, he really was just
chilling.
Just chilling. Chilling like a villain.
Not like a villain.
Not like a villain. Yeah, it was 100% a filler episode, though.
It was cute.
It was cute. It was actually very funny, too. And,
That's all.
Yeah. That's all she wrote.
All right. TJ and Celine.
I actually really don't have any more.
I do.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, there's a cutscene at the very end. And it tells us what Mr. Josh really did the night they fornicated.
But you gotta phrase it like that.
I love that word. It's such an awful word for having sex.
That and coitus.
Coitus. They were post-coitus.
Yes.
After their fornication. After their penetration.
Oh.
I got you 3 times.
Oh, yeah, you did. Nothing wrong with penetration. I just don't like the word.
Excuse me. I need a pregnant pause right here.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but people use it all the time.
Oh,
and I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, is the pause going to give birth?
I was holding your breath. I didn't realize I was holding.
Like,
have you seen that? Those on the book hang out? Oh, my God. So funny. Anyways, go ahead.
We find out Joshy Poo is a disgusting bandit who's trying to bring down She-Hulk.
Hulk King is what his, like,
gamer tag or whatever the fuck is.
Or, like, hulking or something.
Hulking.
Yeah.
He's part of Intelligentsia, which is literally, like, a bunch of alpha male incels.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Hydra, though.
Yeah, it could be Hydra.
Yeah.
And he clones her phone, and he films them having sex, and leaves her. And that's when we find out why he ghosted her.
Yep.
It's because he slept with her with purpose. And this is what I was right about, that he's the bad guy.
Yep. Yep. So, Selene was right. She called it. And,
that's all I got.
I was freaking pissed.
Yeah.
Because
I want her to have a love affair.
Yes. We do. We want her to find love and find happiness because we love her.
We love her. And we want her to love her and have love for her in her.
We just love love.
Did you hear what I said?
With love in her? Maybe we don't need to see that.
Or we...
Anyways. I really don't have anything else, though.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, what the fuck do you got now, bitch? Where do you keep finding these?
Okay, I really don't have anything else. Do you?
No.
I do.
Although...
Well, no, that's all she wrote.
All right. Well, then, that's all we got. TJ and Celine. Out.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Don't want to be a bully. Just
put on the fire with the guy with the soul. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. That's probably our most vocal one.
I know. The longest we've gone without laughing.
Mm-hmm.